Washington, D.C. This is Warbird Radio.
Our thanks to Ezel Aviation for generously supporting Warbird Radio. To find out more, visit them online at EzelAviation.com. That's EzelAviation.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Skill Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Skill. The RC Skill Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
They say that size doesn't matter, but we all know that's a lie. Size always matters when you're talking about trucks or that steak that you ate last night. Don't fall for those cheap gimmicks or stupid commercials. If you want to increase your size, do it the old-fashioned way. Get yourself some man tires. That's right, man tires. A good set of man tires can change any wussy wagon into a respectable man-mobile in minutes. Just visit mymantires.com and see what you've been missing. That's mymantires.com. Men, the time is now. Log on to mymantires.com and tell them you want some of them man tires. Man tires, the original male enhancement. Available now, only on mymantires.com.
Hi, this is J.R. Williams, president of the League of World War I Aviation Historians. I'm inviting you to join us the week of January 24th through 28th for World War I Aviation Week on Warbird Radio Live each morning at 10 a.m. You will be hearing from members of the League who will discuss and answer questions about a number of interesting subjects from the aviation history of the Great War. For more information, check the Warbird Radio website. Please join us for what will be a fascinating week of programs.
You're strapped in to Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Hi, and welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and today is Tuesday, January 18th, 2011. I'm glad you could join us tonight, and whether you're listening live or you're listening to the podcast, we're glad that you're here. You guys have to forgive me. I bit my tongue the other night, and it's really hard to talk, so bear with me tonight. This ought to be interesting. I want to welcome our guests. Chris Ribadeau is the owner of Ontario Adhesives, and Chris is joining us again. He was on the show last year, and wanted to bring him back and give us an update about what's going on with their products and just what's going on with Ontario Adhesives. Welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show, Chris.
Well, thanks for having me on again, Mike. Really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be on the show.
Hey, it's my pleasure, buddy. Anytime. I tell you, for those that may not be familiar with your company, why don't you tell them a little bit what Ontario Adhesives does and maybe a little background on it?
All right. Ontario Adhesives was started about 4 years ago when I basically found out that a CA has damaged my sinuses to the point where I can't even go near it anymore. And I needed wanted to find an alternative glue, and the old carpenter's glue and everything else just seemed to be, you know, I guess you could say, not quite fast enough or whatever. And I found this product called Superfatic, and Superfatic's, you know, very thin, and it behaves like CA, so but it doesn't have all the nasty fumes and stuff like that. It's a little slower, but I find it actually helps me build a little better. I can take more time and build with more care. And they have a whole line of products that we've decided to bring on, and we've actually done fairly well with it. We started out first year making a couple $1,000s, and it increased sales exponentially every year since. And the last couple of years, we've been at Toledo, and we're going to be there again this year.
Well, that's awesome. You know, I definitely use a couple of your products and tell everyone I know about them, because they're really great. Why don't you give us a rundown of your product line. But before we do that, folks, if you'd like to join in the conversation, give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio, or you can shoot us an email at live, L-I-V-E, at rcscalebuilder.com. So why don't you tell folks kind of the main products you guys carry and maybe a couple of your best sellers and talk about them a little bit.
All right. Well, like I said, I just mentioned our number one product by far and large, and definitely my favorite, Superfatic. It is a yellow carpenter's glue that's been engineered to be very thin. It penetrates into the wood as CA does. So basically you assemble your project as you would with CA, put a drop into the corner or the joint, and it will actually creep into the wood. As I said, there's no fumes, there's no vapors. It doesn't bond to your skin. It just washes off with soap and water. It's lighter than CA because it's a water-based product, so it's going to lose half of its weight as it dries. It takes 20 minutes to set up and 2 hours to reach its full strength. But in that 20 minutes, it's going to give you a much deeper penetrating bond, and I feel it's a much stronger bond. It's not a hard, brittle bond either. It's got a little bit of elasticity to it, so it's I guess you could say it's got some shock absorption into it. A few of our other products is we have it's called RC Modeler's Craft Glue, and what we mainly sell that for is windows and canopies. The name just slipped my mind. It's a yellow a white glue, and it's used for bonding glass. It will actually bond a pile of things. I even used it to glue a couple of rocks together for my wife. But once it dries, it's clear and it's very rubbery. And what makes it different from the more popular products that are out there for putting windows in, it actually has an enzyme in it that will etch the plastic to bite in and grab a little bit better. I've got a couple of friends that have put it in, and they're quite certain they're going to have to use a knife or something to get any canopies off. They have to do that.
Yeah.
We have the full line of CAs for anyone who does want CA. Some guys like it, don't have a problem with it, and they like to use CA. So we have the medium, the thin, the medium, the thick, an odorless product also. The difference in our CA is it's triple distilled, so it's very high-grade CA, and all the bottles are coated inside and out with Teflon, so basically nothing sticks to Teflon. So if you're pouring out some CA, and it's not going to build up on the tip and build up that crust, and it's not going to line the inside of the bottle. It actually helps with the freshness also, so it has a little bit of prolonged life. A little bit longer life to it.
Gotcha. Actually, I got a question in for you here. This is from Dan Gellner. Wants to know, is Superfatic suitable for gluing plywood to plywood or balsa to plywood? And what works good to get the residue off his fingers?
Well, the first part of his question is yes. I find that Superfatic works the best for plywood because it does penetrate deeper. I've used it on a little glue caddy that I've been carrying around for 3 years, and we've been beating on that thing and smacking it around and showing everybody, you know, how much of a great bond this stuff does, and it hasn't budged at all.
Yeah.
We also had one that was put together with some medium CA, and it fell apart in about 2 weeks. So I think the Superfatic, we've actually been using it. We used it on plastic hinges. We use it on carbon fiber, foam, plywood, balsa wood. And it'll actually stick to that little, it comes with a little metal in it'll actually bond to that little metal tube, and it's a bugger to get out. So
yeah.
we normally recommend when you buy one to keep the tube in a little baby food jar of water, just to keep the glue from setting up and flushing out that tip. So it's pretty amazing stuff. I'm a big fan of it, and it's not just because I sell the stuff. I use it all the time, as you've probably seen on some of my builds. Get it off your fingers? Well, it's just soap and water, provided he doesn't let it bond up, and he was sitting there for 20 minutes holding his fingers together.
Well, you know, he's been known to do that before, Chris. You know. We had a whole show one time about Dan and gluing his fingers together, but, you know, there's only so much you can do, you know.
Yeah.
So, thanks for the question, Dan. That was great. That's a good question. You know, one thing that I'd really like to interject about Superfatic is I found it to be the absolute best glue for putting sheeting together.
Yeah, it sands so much better than CA.
Absolutely.
It doesn't leave that hard ridge. It actually will, what I've done is, you know, tape the two sheets together, flip it over, crack the seam open, run Superfatic down the seam, mm-hmm. close the seam back up, let it sit for about 10 minutes, wipe off any excess, and then let it just sit, and it will bond up and penetrate into the wood, and then there's hardly any seam at all, and then you just got to lightly sand it with like about a 200 grit or something like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've had people come over after I've put sheeting together and went over it lightly with sandpaper, run their hand across it, and they could not find the seams. You know, it was just the glue is so good for that. And like you said, it's a fantastic replacement for CA. And I like to think of it like a replacement for thin CA.
Yes.
Because exactly. The same rules apply. You have to have a good tight joint to begin with, and you know, to make it work right. But yeah, it's a fantastic product. What about some of your other popular products? What else do you?
Well, we've got. I'm dying to tell you about this one. Uh-huh. We launched a new product back at Toledo just in 2010. It's a product called Easy Coat.
Right.
It is a water-based one-part system. It's a finishing resin for putting on fiberglass cloth. It is thin, like I would say the consistency of like whole milk. You pour it into a container and you brush it onto your project, say a wing or a horizontal stab or something like that. It uses the UV light from either indoor or outdoor to cross-link its polymers. It's very light. It adds only 1% of the aircraft's total weight. So right there, it's going to be a lot lighter than epoxy.
Right.
It's got a really easy application. You're actually doing I did three coats. You do the first coat to seal the wood, and you're sanding in between each coat. Just a real light. All we used was a foam sanding block. And we actually did the horizontal stab for my Fairy Firefly right at Toledo on the table mm-hmm. at the show. And it's just a really light sanding, so you get a little bit of powder coming up, give it a quick tack cloth, you put the cloth down, and then you do another coat, and then you just repeat the process. And it only takes about two to three coats to fill the weave of the product, of the fiberglass. Since you're brushing it on, there's no squeegeeing. There's no waste of the product. The unused portion that you don't use, you just pour back into your bottle. As long as you keep your bottle closed, you're not going to lose it. It's going to remain good. It can be used on foam. It's foam safe. And actually, we had Wayne, I'm hoping I'm going to pronounce his name properly, Wayne Fusel from mm-hmm. Solo Props. He actually did a review of the product in the vendor section, telling about how he liked it and everything. If anybody wants to take a look at it, it's down in the vendor section about the new product. And it, I'm telling you, I'm dying to start on the Firefly and get it really going on the fiberglassing and everything else, because this stuff is really nice to work with.
Yeah, I picked some up, and I've got a little electric I want to try it on, but I'm pretty impressed with what I saw in Toledo. So one question I had for you was about durability. How many, so you think a minimum of 3 coats, you think, or?
Yeah, I did one as the seal coat for the wood, and then you put the cloth on top, and you put 2 coats on top of the cloth.
Okay.
And it's not as hard as epoxy, mm-hmm. but it's a lot harder than the polyurethane
right.
varnish or whatever that the guys, a lot of guys have been using.
Like the Minwax, yeah.
Yeah, I've got it on that horizontal fab for the Firefly, and of course I'm carting that around to all the shows and everything else, showing guys, you know, what it looks like when it's done. And I haven't received it. Sometimes I can be pretty dense sometimes. You know, drop it or something like that. I haven't gotten any dents or dings into it or anything like that.
Good. Well, that was timely because Glenn McIntosh had wrote in and wanted to hear your comments about that product. So that worked out good. And we're glad you're listening tonight, Glenn, in your shop while you're working on the Spartan Executive. And Glenn always turns out some beautiful birds, I tell you.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I just shake my head.
Oh, I know. It just makes me want to take up model railroading or something. I don't know. But anyway, folks, if you'd like to join in tonight, we'd love to hear from you. You can give us a call at 478-787-4768. Skype us at Warbird Radio, or shoot us an email at live@rcscalebuilder.com. Well, Chris, what events here are you planning to attend this year with our Ontario Aces?
Well, mostly because we are the Canadian distributor, we stick to mostly Canada. Mm. Back in September of 2010. Our supplier, Deluxe Materials, the manufacturer of all the products, signed an agreement with Horizon Hobbies. Horizon is now carrying the distributor in the United States for Deluxe Materials, and you could pretty much count on it that it will be coming to all the U.S. hobby stores, because Horizon is the biggest distributor in the United States. So my penetration into the United States is pretty much minimal. I do have an agreement with them that they will allow me to go to the Toledo RC Expo, and I have paid for my booth. I am going to be there this year. We will be there the full 3 days, and selling our products. And if I may, Mike, I'm going to just kind of make a quick announcement. Mm-hmm. We've got we've been looking for other opportunities to get into, and we've got a verbal agreement with a gentleman named Martin Russo out of Quebec, and his company is called Mr. Aero Design. And we've got an agreement that we're going to be bringing a few of his CAD designed and laser cut kits. And he has a 103 3/4 inch de Havilland Beaver, a Turbo Beaver, 120 inch Pilatus, PC6 Turbo Porter, and an 80 inch Canadair CL415 water bomber.
Huh.
So we're going to have a few of those there. And if anybody, you know, would like to do a pre-order and let us know that they really want one or whatever, we'll make arrangements that will bring it to the show. And Ontario Adhesives will be providing, with every kit you purchase, a free bottle of Superphatic in the kit.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. I'm glad to hear that that opportunity has opened up for you. Those are some fine models, and I think with your company's help, that'll help spread the word more about them. So hopefully that'll be beneficial for both of you guys. So But for sure, we'll see you in Toledo. Any other shows that you'll be attending by chance?
In the United States, probably not. We were at the Chicago iHobby show in November, or was it October or November? Unfortunately, we found out that the iHobby show is not very RC related. It's more model trains and stuff like that. So,
gotcha.
But like I said, we'll be in. We have a few scale events, and I'm a scale guy, so we have a few scale events in Canada. Kitchener, Ontario scale Warbird Rally, or scale rally, and there's also the Warbirds by the Bay in Burlington, Ontario. That I believe you were announcing that back in summer there. We're going to make a definite effort to be there for that one this year. And there's also a IMAC giant scale event in Kingston, Ontario that we've been asked several years in a row to attend, and I think this is the year we're going to be there. So like I said, we're not going to be going into the United States that much due to change in the situation, but Toledo is our big one, because Toledo being so close to the Canadian border, we get a lot of Canadians coming down there just to see what's new in the industry.
Sure. Well, that's some interesting news. I hope everything works out for you for the best on that. And but on a more personal note, what are you working on these days in your shop?
Well, this year was my due to my workload and everything, and my wife and I spent the summer trying to sell our house, and unfortunately it didn't work out. So we decided, okay, we're going to stay put. So I'm basically, this is a year of should do's. I should get this done. I should get that done. So I just finished over the holidays doing a complete refurbish of my Dynaflight chipmunk, and I actually posted the progress and the finishing results in the Dynaflight section there on RC Scale Builder. They came out. I'm ecstatic on how well it turned out. I did bid it as a one of the chipmunks that the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight uses chipmunks to train the guys to fly tail draggers. So she's all black, and it's got the white bands on the tail and the fuselage, or the wings. And I got my stencils and decals from Vicky over at Get Stencils there. Did an awesome job, and we had a bit of a miscommunication a couple of times. Not on her fault, but Scatterbrain here probably did it. And it turned out really well, and my next item on the list is I'm revisiting my Arado AR-196. Still haven't been able to, I've flown it once, and it seems that the floats that I did have become waterlogged, and I tried an experiment with the expanding foam, which I found out is just like a big old sponge and sucks up water, so every takeoff run I did, the floats were sitting a little bit lower in the water and a little bit lower in the water. And so I'm hoping to redo them with foam core. So that's my I'm concentrating on right now. But I'm hoping eventually to get back onto my Vance Mosher Fairy Firefly. I have been picking away a little bit at it. Having trouble with the little plastic, I think they're like the wing pods on the Firefly. Mm. So I actually ended up making up some out of styrofoam, and they turned out pretty good. So I'm slowly but surely unpacking on my workshop again, and then we're getting slowly picking away at the should-dos. And hopefully, if I'm lucky, I'll have 3 scale airplanes to fly this summer coming, and I'll be just ecstatic.
Well, good. That'd be awesome. Well, look, I want to take a minute and thank you for coming on the show. It's always good to hear from you, buddy. And I appreciate your support on RC Scale Builder. Ontario Adhesives is a supporting vendor of the site, so I would ask you to, if you're going to buy Superfatic, go to their website at ontarioadhesives.ca and make your purchase there, and that helps us keep the hobby going, you know, so be sure and check that out. We are going to take a break here and pay some bills with some commercials, but Chris, I want to thank you again, my friend, and I hope I'll get to talk to you again real soon. Will you come back again soon and give us an update on what's going on?
Oh, definitely. Like I said last year, I most definitely get more out of RC Scale Builder than what I put into it. That's for sure. So anytime, Mike, you need me, you give me a shout, and I'll be there. Either for the supporting the dinner at Toledo or coming on the show or just to rattle your cage online or anything.
Well, I really appreciate it, buddy, and it's good talking to you. And, of course, we'll see you just in a couple of months in Toledo for sure. So
you definitely will.
All right, friend. Well, thanks a lot. Folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have our good friend David Mahaffey here with his Inside RCSB segment. And stick around. We'll be right back.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Our thanks to Ezel Aviation for generously supporting Warbird Radio. To find out more, visit them online at EzelAviation.com. That's EzelAviation.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Scale. The RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
They say that size doesn't matter, but we all know that's a lie. Size always matters when you're talking about trucks or that steak that you ate last night. Don't fall for those cheap gimmicks or stupid commercials. If you want to increase your size, do it the old-fashioned way. Get yourself some man tires. That's right, man tires. A good set of man tires can change any wussy wagon into a respectable man-mobile in minutes. Just visit mymantires.com and see what you've been missing. That's mymantires.com. Men, the time is now. Log on to mymantires.com and tell them you want some of them man tires. Man tires, the original male enhancement. Available now, only on mymantires.com.
Hi, this is J.R. Williams, president of the League of World War I Aviation Historians. I'm inviting you to join us the week of January 24th through 28th for World War I Aviation Week on Warbird Radio Live each morning at 10 a.m. You will be hearing from members of the League who will discuss and answer questions about a number of interesting subjects from the aviation history of the Great War. For more information, check the Warbird Radio website. Please join us for what will be a fascinating week of programs.
You're strapped in. To Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and we're glad you're here with us tonight. We just had Chris Ribideau from Ontario Adhesive Zone, and Chris is such a nice guy to deal with. I just enjoy giving him my business because he's a nice fellow and he's always supporting the site and doing anything he can to help our hobby. So keep that in mind when you get ready to purchase that glue. So moving on with the show tonight, we have our good pal David Mahaffey. How are you, David?
I'm doing just great, Mike. How are you?
Man, if I was any better, I'd be you.
Yeah, I bet you would. Nice stuff about Chris, man. I'm gonna tell you.
Well,
sounds like he's giving you a bunch of free stuff.
You don't bite. You remember he gave us a bunch of free stuff to give away at the dinner last year.
Yeah, he did. He's a pretty generous guy, too.
Oh, yeah, he is, for sure, for sure. So what you got for us tonight?
Well, I have a thread in the David Anderson forum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Mitsubishi Ki-15. And the gentleman that's building it goes by Megafix 2, and his name is Christian Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if probably quite a few of you out there have seen his LA7 thread, which he did a while back. But he decided he's got a new thread, and it's pretty new. He just started. Basically starts from scratch on this one, and he actually prints out all the formers and does it the old, I guess what we would call the old school way, instead of laser cut kits. And he goes through and cuts all of his ribs and formers, and since he's a European guy, he took it upon himself to convert everything to metric on his dimensional lumber. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a decent thread to check out, and hopefully everybody will. But he's built quite a bit as far as the fuselage and wings go, and he has quite an interesting thread going so far. So
yeah,
if you hadn't checked it out, hopefully some more people will check it out. It's definitely going to be a good thread to check out.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll be sure and post that in the episode guide. For this episode on RC Scale Builder under the RC Scale Builder Show forum. So be sure and check that out. That's a beautiful model that he's building, the aircraft, the Ki-15. I got to see David Anderson's. It's really nice.
Yeah, I believe that's a Japanese observation plane. Is that right? A reconnaissance?
Yeah, it actually started off as a civilian plane, I believe.
Yeah,
they converted it. Yeah, but it's beautiful, beautiful lines on it.
Oh yeah, it's a great looking aircraft,
and a perfect model for a Moki 150 radial.
If I read it right, I don't think he's putting that in there. But
no, he's not. He's not.
I think he's aiming more towards that DLE 111.
Yeah.
It's definitely a thread for checking out, guys. So,
well, that's awesome. Well, look, hey, while we've got you here, let me ask you a question. Are you going to be planning the dinner again this year at Toledo, right?
Well, yeah, if you're going to twist my arm on it.
Well, you know, I thought I'd call you out on it on the air to
Absolutely, I don't have a problem doing that.
Super, super. Well, folks, if you're planning on coming to Toledo this year, be sure and keep an open eye on the site. We'll post a thread about the dinner and see who's coming, and we'll be rounding up lots of giveaways. We almost had everyone walk away with a prize last year.
Almost. Yeah, that was pretty awesome last year.
Yeah, I can't guarantee that this year, but we're sure as heck going to give it a try. So,
absolutely.
So if you're going to come to Toledo, be sure and check it out. And you can PM myself or David on the site if you can't find the thread or whatever. But we haven't posted anything yet. So,
I think I may try and get something up on that in the next couple of weeks, Mike. So,
okay. Super.
Now that you mentioned it. So.
Yeah. All right, pal. Well, look, thanks for coming on and giving us some info about that thread. We'll post that in the episode thread, and people can check it out.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks a lot, David.
Thanks.
All right. That was David Mahaffey doing our Inside RCSB. And what David does, he comes on the show and kind of gives us a little insight into some of the threads that are running on the site. Maybe not some of the less popular threads that are really good, though. Well, heck, I guess it's that time again for the Meister trivia question. And of course, this trivia question is brought to you by Meister Scale. Be sure and check them out at meister-scale.com. Tonight, you'll have the opportunity to win a bottle of Zap Thin CA and Zap Medium CA glue. Matt, would you like to join me for the trivia question?
I'd be happy to, Michael.
That'd be awesome. Because, you know, the less talking I have to do tonight, the better.
Right.
You
bit your tongue. I can't believe it.
You know, I feel like the left side of my tongue's about 4 inches thick.
Yeah, probably
that's what it
is.
Probably
well, let's read the trivia question then, and we'll get you off of here quick.
Okay, all righty.
Ready. A little trivia music for you, Michael.
That's right. This sounds like an easy question, but it's actually fairly difficult.
So you'll have to sound like an easy question, but
exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear it.
What World War II Russian bomber was known for the was known as the forgotten aircraft?
I'm reading along here with you. Okay. Are you going to be able to say the winning name?
I hope so.
I don't think you will be able to.
What World War II Russian bomber was known as the forgotten aircraft? If you think you know the answer to this, give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio. Or you could email, that's hard to say, your answer to live@rcscalebuilder.com. We'd love to give you some glue. Yep. And if you've already won in the recent past, let's let some other folks try for it. So, but anyway, give us a call and we'd love to give you some glue. Are you finished laughing at me
no.
now?
Oh. All right. Well, you got through that. I'm glad. Oh, you have a caller here, Mr. Chilson. You have a caller.
All right. Good evening, caller.
Hi, I'm calling to ask a trivia question.
No, hang on, caller. Hold on a second. You're free to answer here. Let's just get rid of Alex Trebek there. Okay, caller, you're back on.
Hi, I'm here to answer the question for the trivia question.
Okay, who are we talking to?
It's Craig from Edmonton, Canada, calling.
Craig, how are you tonight?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you guys doing tonight?
Well, if I could speak, I would be better, but you know.
You know what? Yeah, I love your guys' show. It's great. It gives me something to listen to while I'm down here working on some airplanes, so I love it.
Well, that's awesome. Well, so you think you know the answer to the trivia question, huh?
I hope I do.
Well, let's hear it.
I think it's the Aleutian IL-4.
Craig, thank you so much for getting that, so I did not have to try and say
it. What was it, Michael? Can you say it? What was it again, Craig?
The IL-4.
The
Aleutian IL-4.
Right. I just want to hear Mike say Aleutian tonight. But, with that tongue that he has so swollen up right now. But all right, good deal. What is it? It's got to be just bitter cold up there right now.
Yeah, actually, it's actually warmed up today. It's only minus... 14 or something. Celsius. I'm not sure what that is in English, but that's a metric.
Yeah. Wow. Minus 14 something.
Hey, no matter what it's in, it's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
That's good building weather.
Holy cow.
So what are you working on right now?
I'm actually building a composite RP-51 Mustang.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Do you have a paint scheme picked out yet?
Yes, actually I'm doing a Canadian paint scheme. It'll be Mark IV. Actually, and there's one that's flying out of Quebec, Canada, as part of Vintage Wings of Canada.
Oh, sure.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. Thank you for not doing Big Beautiful Doll.
Yeah.
No, you know, yeah, too many. Hey, I'm a Canadian, so I got to make all my stuff Canadian.
Really?
That's just how I work.
There you go. All right. Well, look, thanks for calling. Do me a favor and shoot me an email at live@rcscalebuilder.com with your shipping address, and we'll get that off to you this week.
Perfect.
All right.
You guys have a great night. Thanks a lot.
Same to you, buddy. Stay
warm.
Thank
you.
All right.
Take care.
What address was that, Mike? It was the what kind of address?
Email.
Email me your. Yeah. Well, we'll just leave that alone. But always
man,
fun.
Man, it's killing me too.
Always fun. You got to be in a lot of pain tonight, Chilson. You got to be in a lot of pain tonight.
It doesn't feel real good. Let me just say that.
Yeah,
but, you know,
sorry.
We'll get through it.
I'm sorry. Well, the week's almost over for you.
It's nothing that a little Maker's Mark didn't help out with.
I wasn't going to say anything, but...
I will.
Okay. All right. This show brought to you in part by Maker's Mark tonight. Yeah.
That's right. Well, look, we got a couple more things to cover real quick. Upcoming events. And this is brought to you by myrcevents.com. Guys, let me say something before I talk about these events. If your club is having an event, you need to post it on myrcevents.com. A lot of people go to that site to look for events in their area, and it's a great way to get the word out about your event. So be sure and check them out. Coming up March 4th and 5th, Perry, Georgia, the Southeastern Model Show. That's what I think to be the largest swap meet
in the world.
I don't know in the world. I know for sure in the United States.
I'm going to say it's in the world. If anybody wants to dispute it, they can call in tonight and check it.
Okay. All right.
Why not? Why not, Mike? Why not?
Let's, it's mucho grande.
Mucho grande.
That's right.
Down there in Georgia. My old club down there in Georgia.
But that's right.
Good times down there.
They put on a great show and plenty of concessions, lots of stuff. It's, what, four buildings?
Mm-hmm. You know who's going to be there this year is Jerry Bates, from what I understand.
That's right. Absolutely. Yep. Jerry Bates will be there, and I'm sure some other people will be showing up.
Yep.
So, also, April 15th through the 17th, we have the Blue Max event at the Fantasy of Flight Museum in Polk City, Florida. If I'm not mistaken, you're going to have Kermit Weeks on soon, aren't you?
Well, we're working on it. Yeah, we're working on
hopefully
it.
That'll work out.
We haven't said anything yet about that, so thanks. But,
Hey, you know, hopefully you heard it here first
hopefully
on
it'll
our
work
Still
out.
Book show.
Yeah, looks like we're going to have Kermit on, hopefully, in February. So
that'd be awesome. Yeah. That'd be awesome. And, of course, April 22nd and 23rd, the Sodbusters Warbird Fly-In. They've moved this earlier in the year to make it a little more pleasant. It's in Camden, South Carolina. You attended this last year.
I did, and I had an absolute blast. What a fun event. What a fun event. You know, I ought to fly down there this year. They have room to land full-scale airplanes out down there. That'd be a lot of fun to fly in.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you can pretty much land that airplane of yours anywhere.
But it's
right?
It's in April, and that'd be a fun that'd be a fun time. So,
absolutely. But Forrest and the guys, they put on a good show. And they have a nice facility there to fly at. Beautiful, beautiful facility.
Oh, yeah. Great first-class people. You won't find a better event. Seriously.
That's right.
Great
That's
event. Right. Great fun. And, you know, the owner comes out. What's really fun about that, everybody just kind of walks around, you know, barefoot because it's like being out, you know, in the middle of a nice, thick carpet. Really, really cool. I've never experienced anything quite like that. A lot of fun. And they fly at night, too. So, good stuff. Good stuff.
So be sure and check out myrcevents.com for more upcoming events. And if you would like to have your event read on the show, be sure and shoot me an email with the event information, and I will try my best to get it on here. These, of course, will be listed in the episode thread on rcskillbuilder.com. And last but not least, our recommended site of the week is a site called the Aircraft Image Archive. This is a site with just tons of full-scale aircraft pictures on it. And I'll, of course, we'll be posting that link also in the episode thread, so be sure and check that out after the show. And I want to thank our good friend Chris Ribideau for coming on the show tonight and telling us what's going on with Ontario Adhesives and thank him for his support. And I want to thank all of you guys who have been listening tonight. And I want to take a minute and thank you all for your support of this show. We do this for you. There is no monetary gain here. We just do this because we enjoy the hobby and we want you guys to enjoy it. So keep participating with us and tell your friends and we'll keep growing. And we've come a long way in a year, haven't we, Matt?
I'll tell you what, Mike. Now we have running water.
That's right. That's right. Next thing.
Next thing, What is the next thing? Yeah, I don't know what
I think
it is.
We're going to have heat next.
Heat.
In the studio.
Heat
in the studio.
That would be nice. Yeah. A little heat would be nice. Every once in a while. There you go.
But I guess that's going to wrap it up tonight, buddy.
Okay. Your show.
You know, it's been a good one. I was trying to think if there's anything special going on that I need to announce, but I really can't think of anything, to be honest with you. It's kind of everybody start checking your planes over for this spring. And we of course, will have our spring tune-up show, and we'll talk about, you know, going through checklist and checking everything out in a month or so. So be sure and check that out. Should I go ahead and tell them who's going to be on the show next week?
I think you should, Mike.
Next week, we have Mr. Nick Zeroli Sr. coming on the show. And to give some insight about the hobby and a little bit of his history. And we're going to talk everything about airplanes. So be sure and tune in next week. It'll be a great show for sure. And we've got a couple of more really good shows coming up in February. So so be sure and check them out too. But thanks again for listening, and we really appreciate your support and time, and hope you enjoy the show. And if you do, shoot us an email and just let us know, or if you have any ideas of how we can improve it, we'd love to hear from you. Well, that's going to wrap it up, Matt.
All right, Mike. I'll let you say it then.
Do you want me to say it?
I'll let you say it tonight, yeah. Like you do every week.
That's right.
Go ahead.
We'll catch you guys next week, and remember to be sure and measure twice and cut once.